T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, my bad.
John in San Francisco, Bryce did help Rich Gannon become an MVP. I just want to put that out there. But real quick, I would rather go with the two you guys are giving. I say it's Bryce Harper. I mean, first of all, AB, there's just more stuff coming out about him. I really think it would be a disaster zone bringing him here to the Niners. I think Kyle's already got something going good. You got some young, hungry players. A couple calls ago, he said, throw all the money in the defense. I'm kind of with that. If you get that defense going, I think the Niners could be something. But Bryce Harper comes to the Giants. I mean, you're basically turning the whole Giants car in the other direction. Right now, the Giants car is heading towards rebuild, all this and that. You know, we're obviously going to tank. They're not going to admit it, but they're going to tank for a couple years and then see where they're at in about 3 or 4 seasons. But you get Bryce Harper, you're back in the contender game. That's all I got to say. I know he's just one player, but maybe that might be a domino effect. Maybe Adam Jones wants to come and play some outfield at Oracle Park, and you get some other young players or some players that pretty much can help, you know, coming to Orange and
all right.
Black. But I got you. Let's go, Oakland. Go,
Dunn. All right. Coach P.
Mm-hmm.
Coach P. I do agree with – so if you get Harper – that probably gets you to a place where you can see the playoffs at least.
No doubt.
So, you know, what did they win? It was 74-88, something like that.
And how many times did I come in here at the end of the year? Snotty, the math is still there, but they couldn't get
hot. I hate
hot.
That phrase
yeah,
now.
But it'll be, well, I'll crank it back up
it.
For baseball. The math is still there.
Well, it's going to be there for about 7 months, according to you. And really, the math was never there.
They just. I'm going to stop.
The math is like, okay, so if...
I heard Pop and Bonte going at it about the Giants at the end of last season. They were... The math... Papa was with me. The math was there. They just couldn't get hot. But, you know, they were...
Usually teams that win 72 games or whatever the hell they won don't get hot. Don't you get it? That's why they don't get hot, because they're not very good. I'm also... You know what? I'm starting to think that the... When you start going around the Giants lineup, and this is the danger, I think, of having been the kind of organization that they've been, which is really sticking up for their players and signing them too long rather than too short. Okay, if you go around, what happens if the reality of the situation is this?
All right.
Which it might be. Buster Posey, he's below average. Brandon Belt. He's below average.
Wow, stop.
Longoria, he's below average. Joe Panic,
he's
average. Brandon Crawford, okay, he's okay.
But the other three, go ahead.
No,
below average is hard. Posey's just talking about he
wants to. Posey had 5 homers last year.
I
stop it.
He had a bad hip.
He's
been repaired.
Okay. So what? You get a count? Oh, now all of a sudden, Posey, what, 325? 25 homers?
No, he was, around hovering 280.
Okay. And what, ball's going to jump on his bat this year?
We don't know.
Ball's going to jump on his bat? What, he's going to hit 12?
I'm not confident in saying, not giving him
homers?
The benefit of the doubt. Give me 15. That would be a bounce back for him 15, in that ballpark.
15 homers. Oh, my God. 15 homers, but he's bedrock. Bedrock Posey. Dude, don't you get it? They're all going to have career years just to kind of be at ground zero.
And give me this. All the more reason you need the young stud. You need a stud to change.
That's
this
fine.
This long. Dude, baseball is not a flat. Dude, it's 162 games.
Yeah.
And when you get
That's
past right. 50 and people know, oh, good Lord, another 9 innings of this junk or crap. Go get him. I wish I could get involved in the negotiations. I'd get Bryce here.
How would you do that?
Do a trip around the bay.
Cannabis
San Francisco.
Is a wonderful
plant. Take him. Why don't you tell you what? Why don't you take him right
Embarcadero. He likes it. Treasure Island.
Why don't you take him right down Battery? Walk him right down Battery. You know what? And do it at about 11:30 p.m. Walk Bryce Harper from our office all the way down to Embarcadero Barge. And then, you know what, just for kicks, then walk over to where our old station used to be. It's about a mile walk. Show him around the city. Let me tell you something. He'll sign in Miami or Bangor, Maine before he signs here. You take him down Battery Street at
night.
Give
me this. The longer the sweepstakes go that he remains unsigned, the Giants are the leader in the clubhouse.
Go ahead and believe that. It means nothing, Guru. It means nothing. Nobody knows who the leader is.
Well, Bowden, he's going to sign with Philly.
Okay, well,
he's got more sources than I do. But I got a couple.
Did one of yours say that Bryce Harper was going to be introduced at FanFest?
Well, no. I heard that later.
Oh.
I just know this, and this is a fact. You go on that man's Instagram page, the gram.
Who?
Bryce Harper.
Oh, my God.
And watch the pictures that are of
you're
the Embarcadero
sad.
In
you know
the
what?
Bay
you're
Area.
Sad.
We talked about this before.
You're
this
pathetic.
Was even a report.
You're pathetic.
We're like, you know, Bryce, he's fond of San Francisco.
You're pathetic.
Right?
That's pitiful.
What happens when he signs?
Do you know
I'm
how many,
a prophet.
Do you know how many tourists take pictures of San Francisco?
He's not a tourist.
He's a tourist.
He's a ball player.
He saw a bridge and he took a photo. You know what? When I visited the great Northern California region back in the early 1990s, I took a lot of photos of the Bay Bridge,
right?
Transamerica Building, Coit Tower. For you to put any stock in Bryce Harper tweeting out a photo
Photos.
Of San Francisco,
okay.
I'm just saying, right. It's really sad. It's between pitiful and pathetic that's what you're hanging your hopes on. Is that that's why they're the leader in the clubhouse, because he took out his Nikon camera and saw the Bay Bridge one day or the Golden Gate Bridge.
No, baseball's ill.
Fisherman's
shooting itself
Wharf.
In the foot is why they have action. Yeah, and what's going on? The coal stove is why the Giants are in.
Take him down.
In
make
the
sure
mix.
When you walk him around the city, when you're walking Big Bryce around the city, make sure you take him down to Fisherman's Wharf to see the seals.
Stop by Morton's.
Stop by what?
Morton's Steakhouse.
Oh yeah, because they don't have those anywhere else. I mean, the only Morton's in the United States is in San Francisco, so that's an unbelievable draw. A Morton's Steakhouse.
Cream of beef Thanksgiving
wow.
night.
I mean. If you use the Morton Steakhouse recruiting angle, you could probably get him to sign in Omaha. They might even have one.
Now, Steph, take a tour of,
sure.
of the new facility,
sure.
Chase Center.
Sure.
These are your seats right here, Bryce. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All righty. We got Steven today. Well, let's go over to Steven and find out what's happening on The Game.
Now, back to Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Steinmetz, now the Guru Johnson with you. Talking about the chances the San Francisco Giants can get Bryce Harper. Chances the 49ers could get Antonio Brown. By the way, he was just driving over 100 miles an hour. Reckless driving.
That's what I told you earlier. And didn't show up for the court date. But you do that when you got money.
I'm more concerned with the driving 100 miles an hour, more than 100 miles an hour.
I don't know if you remember a while ago, Antonio Bryant, wide receiver for the Niners at the time, he got caught on one, I think it was 101 going over 100.
Why do people do that?
Because you got fast cars.
Right, but.
Might have had a drink or two, not saying he was, you know, just feeling good.
But,
AB, I'm going to go 100. Let me see this baby run. Come on, stop it.
But that's stupid. It makes no sense. Like, you're putting yourself in a position to not only harm, like, it's
have
like,
you
okay,
been on AAV lately?
I'm going to, yes.
Oh, they
and
got
I can't
some going.
Stand them
yeah,
either.
I hate it.
I'm going to drive 110 miles an hour, even though I know it's more dangerous.
No doubt.
And also, I may have to reach into my back pocket and pull out $800.
Dude,
why would you do that?
Yep. And if you're impaired,
like, can you?
No, why? Why would
because
you do that?
Because you feel like you're above the world. You're feeling like, I got this car. It's probably $100,000. I got jewelry on. Every woman wants me. You know, I'm good looking. I'm a top at my position in the NFL. The cop probably won't even write the ticket. And the cop wrote the ticket and he didn't show up. That's why he did it. Above the law. Not the rap group. But yeah, Steiny, that's why. Why do people do what they do, man?
I mean, I get it. People make mistakes.
You think that's his only time he drove his car 100? I think not.
That makes it even worse. I mean, basically, if you drive 100, eventually you're going to get pulled over.
All right.
I mean, so...
You don't feel like you put
it's just like, I don't know. It's weird. It's like, it's an automatic, like, do something that, I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's a loser. Like driving 110 is a loser. It's never going to give a head.
Wow. Okay.
That's all.
Now on a Honda Civic, those are the ones I worry about. Like, that car ain't made to go 100 now. Slow down.
No. Steiny, I don't get it. Blah, blah, blah. No, I'm just saying. Okay, fast cars, I get it.
Tracy Chapman.
You're going to drive the car 100 plus miles an hour.
The other people aren't going 100. If you're on Daytona, you're fine. Dude, do you see these cars this morning? I'm coming down.
So you're saying it's dangerous.
It's the most craziest thing ever.
That's what I think,
too. As you get older, it's more dangerous because you're not thinking about the people you affect.
Is it fun going 109 miles an hour?
Not
to I mean, like I said, seriously. So over in Germany, the speed limit's, I think it's 80 miles James per
Bond,
hour.
Yeah.
So you can get, in Europe I drove 100, but it was only like 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. I guess it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's from the 707. It's a death wish. Driving fast. That's where I'm at.
Okay, you know what? I'm not. Okay, 408. I hear you, 408. Steiny, it's unsafe when others are on the road, but at times when it's empty, it can be exciting. All right, fair enough. I can't stand those guys zigzagging, going way too fast. You're driving, you look in your rearview mirror, and there's somebody just coming up really hard on your rear end, and then they get right, and you're thinking, man, if that front of his bumper just had
you. I've come from clubs with friends driving and I know they're impaired and I'm like, hey dude, what do I got to do to get you to slow down, man? And they're just
you know what I do sometimes? How stupid is this? Yeah, you'll be in traffic.
Look at you smiling.
I know. You'll be in traffic sometimes, right? And there'll be let's say it's five lanes, kind of backed up, everybody's going 10 miles an hour. You always have that one horse is behind. It's trying to zigzag and get up and go stay in the left, go up to right. Like, when somebody does that, I try so hard to, like...
Wish bad on them?
Yes. Not that bad.
Yeah, well...
But what I want is a mile down the road is for me to then come even with them again and be like, you're such a tool.
Oh, I do that when they run the red lights.
What do you do?
Did you catch up with them? Like, what did that do? You risked your life to run the light. And now we're at the same light. And I give them that look like, you know, idiot.
Steiny, you tell me you never put the Volt on sports mode and throttled it?
After a big Warrior win?
You know what, though? Actually, after a big win, I like that. I didn't even know it had a sport mode. Thank you, 707. Whew, we might get
you
after
knew that. No, the guy I know, the Steinmetz I know, knew you had a sport mode. Like, you're not that guy that knows there's a gadget or something on something you purchase.
Oh, my God.
You read the manual. You're the manual guy.
No, I don't, actually.
Oh, wow.
Like, this computer here, I bet I know how to use about 6% of the
entire thing. Yeah, because you asked me a Curly a question, we were bewildered. We were like, he knows the answer to that. Remember how to get it off the one mode? Because you know how you said it? We'll talk about it.
Which one?
Remember you said, every time I set it down and I want to type, and Curly came.
Oh, this thing. Oh, yeah. No, that was actually
You pulling our leg.
That was a company defect.
Oh, you kidding me?
No, I took that keyboard back.
So you were right.
I was right.
I'm going to be quiet.
Yeah. Right. Stop saying there's no speed limit on the Autobahn. I think there are parts of it. But I wasn't on the Autobahn. I wasn't on the Autobahn.
Now, there are some spots, real quick, I-5, you can go 80. Now I'm thinking if you're at 100, you're only 20 miles over.
I think that, what's the highest speed limit? I thought it was 75.
I thought it was 80.
Is it 80?
Mm-hmm.
Highest speed limit in California. I'm going to say, I bet it is 80, but my official guess would be 75. Let's go to John in Concord. Hey, John, what's going on, man? Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, I wouldn't, as far as these fellows go you're talking about, I wouldn't go with either one of them.
Wow.
Number one, you know, Antonio Brown just got going over 100 miles an hour. You don't want to bring a gentleman like that around when you're trying to build a young team. And number two, this Bryce Harper guy, you know, baseball starts with pitching. And the Giants don't have any pitching. So I would say that would be the key to start there. Hey, take the Houston Astros, what they've done. You know, use their blueprint. But keep up the good work. You guys do a great job.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the call.
I got to give you this. I got to read it.
925. It's 80 on 5, they say. Oh, go ahead, yeah.
The Giants going after Harper is like somebody remodeling their home and not fixing the leaky roof first. Posey's not a leaky roof.
Crawford, nah, but he needs.
Bill, you said below needs, average. I took offense needs, to that. They're
they're average.
Yeah, no.
Okay, they're average.
Come on, though. It's.
Come on now, what? They're old. Don't you get it?
Who's not?
A lot of teams. I mean,
what was like, the last young team whippersnappers that they're so young, they're the champs.
The point is they don't have it anymore. They don't have it anymore.
Okay, so what are you telling your fans? If you go get Bryce Harper, that signals, hey, we're trying our ass off. Come to the park. Have a great time.
I'm not saying don't get Bryce Harper. I'm just saying quit kidding yourself looking at this infield and this team like it's something special. It's not. It's average at best. Posey, Belt, Panic, Crawford, Longoria, out of here with that.
And who's to say if they got Harper, they would stop? There's some other. They're Adam Jones. There's all kind. I'm spending the money, but there's all kind. Steiny, do you know there's so many free agents that don't have a team and they're supposed to report to work within a week?
Here you go, Guru. Answer this from the 510. Serious question. Why won't the Giants accept the rebuild? It was an amazing run, but it's time to move on.
Can I give you my answer? There's no guarantee in a rebuild.
What's guaranteed in signing Bryce Harper?
Then I got a damn good right fielder, an above average future Hall of Famer, hopefully. Quit giving me this rebuild like, oh, it's going to be 4 years, Mr. Johnson.
So if you were the New York Knicks, should you go after Kevin Durant?
And another one, and get Zion Williamson. Oh, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to go for the rebuild.
What I'm saying is, if you're lousy, like, okay.
Lousy doesn't mean forever anymore. You got to get creative from the front office to the cut for everything you do. Lousy does not mean a decade anymore. It can be changed. It can be flipped. I don't want to go in the red. I don't want to snake your money, people.
They're just not very good right now, and Bryce Harper's not going to make them good.
I would like to watch that.
Okay. Well, guess what? Rather you're not running the team. You're not irresponsible.
Is that being irresponsible? You said I'm being irresponsible.
Prisoner of the moment. Oh, Harpersville, let's go get him.
The Bay Area is going crazy because they want to go get him.
They are not, actually. That's the other thing. Please.
Dude, there was a buzz. We thought the baby was going to
be. The Giants are the most boring team right now.
And that's why you need him. You're right. You got me there. But that's okay with you? When you could change it? Say, you know what? Hey, Mike.
You can't go get every free agent that becomes available. It's not fantasy baseball. That's the thing.
But I like that they went to try to get Stanton. Okay.
You know what? And here's the other thing. Did they really? I mean, because they said so?
They were in L.A.
They said so. Okay. Hey, they said they're trying to get Stanton. Like, and that's the other thing. Like, they tried to get Stanton. Now they're trying to get Harper. What if they don't get both? What if they don't get either? Oh, that's okay. They tried. Okay. Please apply that standard to everybody. Let's go to Marcus in Pinole. What's up, Marcus?
What's up, fellas? You know, Guru, as much as I'm going to preface this by saying I'm not even a Giants fan, but I would love to see Bryce Harper in the Bay Area just so I can see him play live. But with a substandard defense, a declining pitching rotation, and I would even say Madison Bumgarner is declining as well, adding someone like Bryce Harper is not going to change a thing. Yeah, it'll be exciting. Yeah, it might sell tickets for the first half of the season. But when you guys are still a sub-75 win team, what is that going to do for you in the long run?
Wow, that's a great call, but
thanks, Marcus.
I just really feel like that gentleman was selling Bryce Harper short. That
how
you're
going to
be a sub-75 win team. So not only are you dissing Bryce Harper, you're dissing Posey, what he may have left, what I believe he has left. Crawford, Belt, Longoria. It's not like this team is they're not the Bad News Bears, Steiny. That's what I'm saying. They may be old. The birth certificate may not be attractive, but damn it, these guys got rings.
Nope.
And you drop Bryce Harper in here?
And that's your problem right there. That's
what?
The problem.
The chips?
Yep. That's the problem. You keep thinking these players are from 2014. That's the problem. They won 73 games this past year. They had injuries. The year before, they won 64 games.
Got me.
They're done. Don't you get it? They're not good. Those guys.
But you keep saying injury last year. And
they're old. I told you before last season, guys are going to get hurt. It's baseball. It's a seven-month season. You don't get away with it. This team is not very good. Now, this has nothing to do with Harper.
Right.
Nothing. But let's say you don't get Harper. All right? You don't get Harper, so now you're in this rebuild. This team stinks. This team stinks. So what I'm saying is quit saying this team, if Buster and Bell, why would you think? So wait, so Buster Posey, career high home runs in his career, 24.
Right.
Okay. So let's say he hits 20, but Brandon Belt, career high. I don't think he's ever hit 20, has he?
Go ahead, 19.
Okay, 19. Longoria. All right. Now we're working on 2-3 years ago, he hit over 30, I think. Not recently. Brandon Crawford. Panic. I mean, these guys are not, that's not the Golden State Warriors starting five, if you know what I mean. The team, but people do this with the Warriors to a lesser extent. I mean, yeah, let's see if they can win it without Durant. They won it without Durant before. Yeah, in 2015, you're going to try to bring the same guys back five years later?
But look
at the Giants. Yeah. It's 2014.
But you do what you can. And the front office put themselves in this situation. I guess I'm asking you, Steiny, if you're Farhan Zaidi and you're riding to work, so you think that about your ball club? That just tells you we're just going to mire in this mediocrity, or are we going to try to do something? If big fish is available, damn it, I'm going to go get it.
Right. You try, you fail, and then you start to build your farm system.
Good luck with that, because that's going to be all these rebuild. You know, the people act
so
like they're ordering a pizza.
What do you want to do?
Try and win, and Bryce Harper can help me be better.
You can't try and win every seat. What should you do if you're the Phoenix Suns right now?
Oh, I feel like we can build around. First, I'm going to get a coach.
Okay, well, it's going to take 3 years.
Okay.
What's the difference?
But I don't just cancel practice for the next 3 years.
No, they're going to practice. They're going to have batting practice.
And I'm going to sell them on. Did you ever seen Rocky? We can make that 3 years, a year and a half.
Zaidi can't do that.
They got another draft pick coming. We don't know what that can be. You can trade somebody. My point is you don't stop because.
Who says they're stopping? Why would you say they're stopping?
Well, you gave them to me as an example.
Who?
The Suns.
Giants are doing what you like what the Suns are doing. Why don't you like what the Giants are doing? Doing the same thing.
I guess in baseball, Steiny, if you're going to do the rebuild, everybody's gone. There's no Belt, Crawford, There's no tenure. You're like the Astros. Everybody's gone. And okay. We're not there yet. And,
you don't think, why not? Why not?
See, I'm holding on to the names and rings. You're right. You got me on that. I'm holding on to that pedigree. I feel like the four or five of those guys have together with Bryce Harper. And I could be a fool to do so. But it's not like you got Larry, Curley, and Moe at those positions who not won.
No, but
and
they're
you know
not
what?
Very
you're
good. Right. They got rid of their best hitter, McCutchen, last year. I mean, like, they stunk, they couldn't score, and they got rid of their best hitter. I just don't, like, that's the one thing that kind of always has bothered me. It's like, oh, the Giants. It's like, yeah, in 2014.
Maybe I'm having a problem letting go.
Do you have women in your past that just haunt you?
No, not
in your sleep, you know. Like.
No. What do you mean, huh?
Well, you know, you think about them all the time.
Oh, no. I don't think about moms.
You only think about moms?
Yeah, she passed.
Oh, your
moms? Yeah.
No, I meant like, you had that cute girl in eighth grade.
No.
You're wondering what Emily
they're all big now anyway.
Jones is up to or something. Yeah.
Let's go to you got Facebook now. You know, you don't look, but you see it.
I like this one. Steiny. You're so far out of your wheelhouse when you're talking outside of basketball. Really? So the Giants are good. You know, that's a five-star infield right there, 707. That's what I mean. Some fans are just flat out delusional. Delusional like the 707. I mean, that team does not hit.
But what did Vegas put their win to? Like last
year. It was around what they got, I think.
Okay, right. But it was almost a miracle, and I'm not selling the fan base on this. It was almost a miracle in itself with Buster being shut down, the injuries to Cueto, Mad Bum, that they won 73 games. What? So that was like watching paint dry. I've seen some bad baseball teams to where you win 50, 45. The Royals,
I don't think there was a team that won 45 games.
I'm going to bring it up for you.
In our lifetime.
I am hanging on to the pedigree that these guys got together. Until they all go and they're not there, to hell with the rebuild if you got Bryce Harper to drop into this mess.
All right.
Okay. Now, because you're banking on they're all going to, at some point in 162, they're all going to get hurt again. I'm rolling the dice like maybe with Buster, especially having a new hip, he might be back.
You need everybody to have a career year. I don't know if that's ever happened in sports. Lunatic Fringe, Lafayette, what's going down, man?
Hey, you're right, Stein. The Giants haven't been very good since 2016. This is a slow decline. Any Giant fan who thinks they don't need to rebuild is delusional. They need to rebuild, and the farm system stinks. And that they let it go, and they didn't draft good young players. You know, draft good young players, the A's, year after year. Year after year, they draft good young players. In fact, you're going to see one, Luzcano, start for the A's this year. Top minor league prospect.
Sixto's kid?
They need to rebuild. They need to rebuild. And the guys are getting older. The only guy who's going to produce this year is Crawford. Everybody else is just not very good.
So, Lunatic, you're mad that they're in on this, and you're hearing reports that he might possibly come to San Francisco. You don't want him.
I think he'll help, but he's not going to give him a division title. It's the Dodgers and everybody else in that division. And forget about the wild card because the St. Louis Cardinals got Goldschmidt, who's going to just knock that lineup out of the ballpark. And the Cubs are so good, and the Phillies are going to improve. There are too many good teams in the National League right now, and the Giants aren't one of them.
Here's the other by the way, I was wrong. You were right. 43-119, Tigers, 2003. Here's the other thing. Like, why don't you – like. Everybody always looks at it from their fan standpoint. Oh, what if Posey does this and Kevin Durant will want to come back to the Warriors and do like if I'm Bryce Harper, I'm looking at the Giants and I'm like, okay, Posey, Crawford, Panic, Longoria, Belt. It's like, the hell am I going to be doing in 2 years with these guys?
Wouldn't it be like what Durant would be looking at when you said players need a new challenge? Wouldn't he be
not
looking at
close.
Them like the Knicks? Like,
Harper join an old team? That makes no sense. At least if Durant goes to New York, he's going to be joined by a He's going to be joined by one young player who's already there, a draft pick they're going to get, and probably another free agent. Bryce Harper, I mean, how many years does Posey, how many years does Buster Posey have left? Unfortunately, the answer might be zero. But let's say he's got one or two. Okay, great. What about Longoria? One or two.
All right.
Okay.
They're all the routes.
So, why?
Harper's got the longest.
What's he building here?
We don't know. That's the beauty of sports.
The answer is nothing. The answer is nothing. He's not building anything here yet. He's going to come here as a stopgap, and then you got to.
That's not his job. Zaidi is here in town.
They're not going to pay. Listen, why would he come to the Giants if they're not going to pay him a long-term contract? So apparently, it's true, Bryce Harper is not taking a 2 or 3 year deal. They're done. It's over.
I've never heard that phrase. So maybe he comes and tries it for a couple years. That would be
why. What is this? What are you trying, Darryl? Seriously, what would you be trying if you're Bryce Harper?
You would be going out on a limb to think the nucleus that you watched at one point in your life, Bryce, win three World Series in 5 years, that the nucleus is still here in regard to that infield, that they would all have bounced back. Not everybody. Hey, and you still got Mad Bum, and I know he's not the Mad Bum of all, but Steiny, you ever heard of the word dream? No, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Sometimes you need imagination.
So you're gonna develop a strategy on a dream.
Well, I'll tell you what.
See,
what are the Giants doing? Because they think they have something to sell this man on. That's what. See, I don't know.
What is it?
I'm not at the projector or the slideshow that they're putting on for him. They believe that he belongs and they can win. So that's what's behind door number one. What the hell are the Giants? They believe. And if they believe, I believe.
So who the Astros GM did not believe when he said, we're going to try to tear this down and build it up. He didn't believe.
That was the whole tear
down. He didn't
down.
Believe. Obviously, he believed, right? So, in other words, if they don't sign Harper, he doesn't believe Zaidi.
They're the cat's out the bag. They're already trying to sign Harper. If Harper doesn't choose them, I don't look at Zaidi. I look at the front office like, hey, kudos, a fist bump. You guys tried. And some, like Steinmetz, would say you are the last team that should be trying to get Bryce Harper.
See, that's where you're wrong.
That's how I took it.
No, and I've said it like six times. I'm not saying it. If they go out and get Bryce Harper, that's great. If they don't go out and get Bryce Harper, okay, then they don't. What I'm saying is that players that are on the roster right now are not very good. And they're even the players that maybe you think are pretty good. I don't think they are. I don't think they are anymore. I don't think you can win with Posey, Belt, Panic, Crawford, Longoria, and whatever the crap is in the outfield, and then Bumgarner, Samardzija, whoever. That's not good enough.
Rodriguez.
That's not good enough to me. It's not even close. It's not even close. That's what I think the Giants' problem is, not whether they're going to go sign Bryce Harper or not. If they sign Bryce Harper, they'll be better.
Now, you'll be shocked. Give me that. If he chose here, just from a Bryce Harper perspective, was he looking at?
Well, I would be shocked if it's a 7 year contract, yes. But if it's a 3 year, $120 million contract, then no, I wouldn't be shocked, because what that tells me is he wasn't getting a 7 year contract from anybody. I'm not saying the Giants should go after him. I'm not saying they shouldn't. If they get him, I'm not going to criticize him. If they don't get him, I'm not going to criticize him. I don't really have a strong opinion about it. What I'm just telling you is this team right here, I think people keep wishing, everybody keeps wishing something's going to happen here when nothing's happened here for 2 or 3 years.
I will say something that's happened. It's generated excitement. Now, you may get left at the altar like they did last year with Stanton, but they were staring 100. This team, as currently constructed, they were staring 90 to 100 losses in the face. And now all of a sudden you're in possibly on Bryce Harper. And if you land him, damn, Steiny. You know, I guess, again, I'm just saying, to me, he represents hope.
Okay. That's fine. I don't have a – go get Harper. Now you get Harper. But my question then is, what if you don't get Harper? Like, then what did the last week mean?
I ain't saying nothing. Heartbreak before you even start playing.
Aaron in San Leandro. What's up, Aaron? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
That's good. Good. I would like to see Bryce Harper come to the Bay. I think it would add to excitement, but it's not going to do anything for the Giants team the way it is now. I mean, I bet you're in third place by the end of the season. Maybe you beat out Arizona, but Colorado and Los Angeles have such a talent depth on their rosters. There's no way you're going to be able to catch up in the West. Even, I think, 3 years down the line, it's going to take more than just Bryce Harper to build this team back up to what it was in 2012, 2014, and 2016. And that's my take on it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. He ain't too far-fetched with that assessment.
Do we not remember what Mr. Bonds did for the Giants? You know what? I'm not sure what the 415 means. I guess what he means is like the Giants were good most of the time they had Bonds. That's fine. Let's go to Blake. Blake in Belmont. Hey, Blake.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I think they need to do something. They obviously need a big bat. Harper may be a little bit expensive for them, but, you know, the rebuild's got to start somewhere. And a big free agency signing is not a bad way to go with it. And Guru, I know you're holding on the championships, but let's talk about, what is it, the 14-15 Lakers. Would you want that team versus, you know, the team that was, you know, that won the title in, 2009, 2010?
No, I wouldn't. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, yes, you know, these guys have got championships, they've got the pedigree, they've got the experience, but they're not those guys anymore. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. They've done a lot, you know, for the Giants organization. They're great guys. But at some point, it's do we want to win or do we want to lose? Thanks, guys.
All right. I mean, damn. Let's say you're Zaidi and you think a championship team. You look at the Giants, but you want to form a championship team. And so let's just say hypothetically you say, okay, we're going to need two more frontline starters. We need two outfielders, one of which has to be a home run hitter, and then we're going to need another infielder at second base or whatever.
You got
so we need six players. Okay. We need six players. I mean, okay, so if Bryce Harper's the first guy that comes available, fine, go try to get him. Like, I don't have a problem with go get Harper. That fills one need, and then
this is a
I get it. You're not going to win it this year. But my issue is...
Don't stop.
No, why would Harper come here when this team is not close to winning?
And how do we know that what's behind door number two for the Giants? Like, Adam Jones is available. There's other serviceable outfielders out there.
Serviceable. So you're Bryce Harper Larry Bear, and you say, hey, Bryce... We are going to build a great team around you. We're going to look for serviceable players.
Or they could be talking about, hey, we got our eyes on such and such. I got Steiny and Curley. If you sign, that would be the domino effect. We're going to this outfield, we're going to shock the world. That was kind of fantasy GM, but there's a whole hell of a lot of talent that's unsigned right now. And the fact is, Bryce Harper is one of them.
Well, if the Giants don't want to give Bryce Harper a long-term deal, what makes you think they're going to all of a sudden start signing three and four free agents?
Now, you're right. If they did get him on a long term, then he's here for a minute.
What if he's here? What if they sign him? He's here.
All right.
He's healthy.
Already.
And he hits 22 homers next year.
What's the bat? What, 280?
280, 22 homers, and 88 RBIs.
Better than what you got?
Okay, right. And so now you paid for a player who's taking it from 73.
But, I mean, come on. We could go all throughout sports. Who you know, people balling, but are they living up to their contract? I'm a little upset, Steiny.
About what?
Curly put on the poll at Steiny and Guru, should the Giants bring me in to help land Harper? 64% said no.
Okay. And that's what we do. That's like we get to go home. Curly goes home at night, sees his girlfriend and his parents, and says, I put up a poll, a goofy poll about Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Oh, I didn't look at it
and
like
whether
that.
He could help lure Bryce Harper. I mean, how do you even
Let's have some fun.
Does that run across somebody's head and then they actually execute it? I mean, as a station, not as as a show, you know, Guru, we can't execute anything for the most part. We have all these big plans. We never get to them. Hey, how about this, that, and the other
thing? We've probably been getting
better. We never get anything done.
What about the championship fan and the bride's wife? And, that, we have
and you know what?
That was a good time.
It was a good time, but we didn't reach our potential with that. We didn't. It could have been better. Anyway, my point is like, what makes Curly say, no, that's what I'm going to spend time on?
That's our guy.
Stay in your lane.
Thank you. Thank you. By the way, I'd like to thank Lynette.
Lynette? Oh, yeah, Lynette.
The wife of our winner.
Yeah. I forget.
What do you mean you forget?
I'm being honest. I remember Lynette. You always remember the wife first. You know what I mean. Yeah. He'll probably text us if you're listening.
I can't hear you. Ah, never mind.
We're making it worse.
Stefan, that's right. Stefan.
Yeah, we had his
name.
That's
right, because I called him Stephen, and he said, actually, it's Stefan.
But you didn't remember it. You needed help.
No, I didn't. I just couldn't remember. I was like, I did say, is it Stephen or Stefan? Because I forgot.
All right.
But
yeah,
I said Stephen. Then I saw he had an F. And I was like, I'll bet he's one of these guys that says Stefan. Because you know I can't stand guys named Stefan.
Right. That's too funny. Hey, real quick, Snani. Not that I know.
Anyway, so thank you, Lynette. She gave us a present. Yeah. Now.
Do you? Where's it at?
It's in the back there.
No, I didn't see it. I'm excited.
The message is right on your board.
I'm looking at something else.
Okay.
The NBA's apology about the missed double dribble. You came in feeling tired. They got to stop that. Or does it make the wound? If you're the Miami Heat, does that make you feel better? And another question: your dad being a ref, dibs refing. How do you miss that? The ref was right there. And last night, Bradley Beal looked like Walter Payton running with the ball, and Dibs gave some he didn't have control of it. Stop. We got to do better at officiating.
Well, first of all, the officials on the Bradley Beal were right. If you didn't like the call, change the rule.
Which helped the people out.
I don't want to get into it. There's a play with Bradley Beal. It looks like a walk. I would have called a walk.
It looks like a blooper.
Okay, well, they didn't.
Huh.
They didn't call a walk, and everyone's like, can you believe it? And then they showed it again, and it's actually not a walk, according to the rules.
Okay. And one that benefited the Bay, Kevin Durant missed double dribble.
Well, that one,
that's
different.
A ref was looking right at him. I think, you know what? I never knew officials get nervous. They get caught up in the moment, too. That's what I'm learning, and that's why
some do.
Officials are human.
Don't lump all officials.
Bavetta? Dick?
He was one of the worst officials I've ever seen.
See?
What's that?
Oh.
Dick Bavetta was not a very good official, particularly late in his career.
But your face, you were like.
I don't know. No, I know Dick Bavetta was a character.
Right, he was part
well-liked,
of my childhood.
Likeable,
right.
Great person, all that kind of thing.
Oh, Dick.
I do not think he was a very good official in the last 10 years of his career.
You know what I didn't get? Harper's War.
Okay, did you get it?
No. it just came to me. I'll have it tomorrow.
Okay.
But I'm wondering when the news is going to just, I want to know, are you choosing me or
what's
not?
What's Posey going to hit this year? You think?
I'm going to go 280.
How many homers?
14.
What's Belt going to do? Breakout year for Belt?
I'm done.
I see a break. I think he's going to hit 20.
Trick me.
I think he's going to hit about 27.
Put that pin down. I'm taking now. Don't even put me down for nothing yet.
What about Longoria?
A few, He hit 38 a few years back. He was on the Rays.
I'll tell you what.
It's you guys are tough, man.
I guess, all right, we got to go.
Yeah.
Pop and Bate have anybody we care about? Oh, really? They have them? You want to stick around. They got an unbelievable guest coming on.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.